Can I guess the video game based off a review?
Welcome to That Co-op Podcast, where controller meets conversation. I'm Anna.
And I'm Ed. If you're tuning in on your favorite podcast app, don't forget that we've got a video version on YouTube at That Co-op Couple, where we play games while we chat.
Today, I'll be reading video game reviews, and Ed will have to guess what the game is. And if you're watching on YouTube, we're playing more Little Nightmares, a game one Metacritic reviewer called the equivalent of a wax fruit. Beautiful to look at from a distance, but disappointing up close.
So strongly disagree with that.
Yes.
Play along with us. Leave us a comment letting us know how many you guess correctly. Can you beat me?
So these are all going to be from Metacritic. And
Metacritic reviews go pretty... People get nasty on Metacritic. I'm going to make a bold assumption.
Okay.
That I know all of these games at least.
Yeah.
Have I played all of these games? Okay. I will consider this. You said you have 10 of these.
Yes.
I will consider this a success if I can get like over 50%.
Well, so maybe we should set some like game rules.
What are the rules?
Well, I'll give you, my idea was kind of to give you the Metacritic score and then the user score.
Got it.
And that'll be like the first step.
And I know for a fact a lot of Metacritic user scores differ very much from like the actual Metacritic score. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of video game review sites probably get paid to give somewhat good reviews. They're not 100% honest in a lot of their reviews. Yeah. It's the people playing the games that will absolutely blast it.
I mean, that's
oblivion.
The same rate with like any movies, correct. Yes. Food critics, that kind of thing. Yes.
Let step two be the comment. Let it be the actual
I'll give the year for stage three.
Yeah.
And then if we need more, then I can give some more obvious reviews and things like that.
Got it. So Metacritic score, user score, the actual review or some comments of the review, and then the year if I need it.
Yep.
I'm not going to need it.
And I'm going to kind of start out a little easier and then get harder as we go.
Give it to me.
Metascore rated at 99. The user score is 9.1 out of 10.
Okay. So it is a good game.
Yeah.
This is a good game.
Yep. Any already kind of just straight out the gate guesses?
I mean, I'm assuming if you're picking games that I know, I'm going to go off on a limb and at least say that this is some form of a single player RPG. I'm gonna go off on a limb and say you're gonna start really modern. Is this Clair Obscur?
No. Okay, so that was stage one. Got your first guess. Here's our first review.
Okay.
This person says, a masterpiece in video gaming with an iconic story, revolutionary gameplay, and memorable music.
Are you sure it's not Clair Obscur Expedition 33?
Absolutely positive.
Because that just described that. Okay.
Well, that describes a lot of games.
A single player RPG. Give me Breath of the Wild.
Not Breath of the Wild.
Give me Tears of the Kingdom.
Not Tears of the Kingdom.
Is it a Zelda game?
It is a Zelda game.
But it can't be a modern Zelda game. Don't give me the year yet.
Okay. Do you want another review?
Is it Ocarina?
It is Ocarina of Time. Mm.
Of course. Many people would assume Ocarina of Time to be maybe the greatest video game ever created.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be wrong. I don't think I would call it the greatest video game ever created. I am a man who prefers Majora's Mask. But it is... Yeah, okay.
I wonder how the difference would be. I do know... I did see it a little bit later on, so I think it scored a little bit less. But I think this one review... kind of summed up what you were saying. They gave it a score of 100, but they said a slightly flawed masterpiece, but a masterpiece nonetheless.
Slightly flawed. Yeah. I mean, they're definitely...
Which is weird because I'm like, why would you give it a 100 if it's slightly flawed? I don't know. But anyway, that's just my...
I'll go off on a limb and say there's probably no such thing as like a 10 out of 10 game. Well, I don't think there's a video game out there that can legitimately call itself a 10 out of 10 game. Every video game has some flaw, some imperfection, because it's human made.
Right.
Any piece of art is going to have some form of imperfection. So I would go off on a limb and say Ocarina of Time might be the closest you could get to a 99 out of 100. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Good call. Yeah. What else did people say about the game?
Yeah. So this other person gave it a 95, featuring unparalleled 3D environments, a deep and involved quest, brilliant and intuitive play controls, and a well-developed cinematic quality that enhances rather than overwhelms the whole game experience. Miyamoto's latest soon-to-be classic title deserves to be played by each and every person who might deign to consider themselves a fan of great games.
They wrote this in 2016 and it's a soon-to-be classic?
Yeah.
Are they talking about maybe the 3DS?
Maybe the remaster.
That came out before 2016 too, though, I think. Okay. I think the one thing that holds it back, in my opinion, to disagree with that review, I think the one thing that holds every N64 game back, no good controls on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
The Nintendo 64 is such a janky controller with way too many buttons.
It's just...
But it was like they tried too hard to be creative with it. And no, the game does not control well.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't control well. I think that's the one thing. That makes me think maybe they are talking about the 3DS version.
Well, this one specifically is for Nintendo 64.
Oh, okay. Well,
they all say like what the platforms are. I think, but it maybe at the time of the first release.
No, the game does not control well. That's the one thing that does hold it back, and the one thing that holds every Nintendo. I'm not knocking it. It holds every Nintendo 64 game back.
Oh yeah,
N64 games control like butt.
Yeah. Do you want to take a crack at the year, the release date?
The release date of Ocarina of Time. Uh-huh. Give me...
I have the exact date here.
Give me 1997.
Ooh, close.
Am I close?
Yeah.
What was it?
It's 1998.
Ooh, I almost went 98. I'm going to assume this was a fall release for a holiday season. Mm-hmm. This was a holiday game. I'm going to go like November something 1998. Like probably this time, November 16th, 1998.
November 23rd.
So close. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Is that day before?
I don't know. You'd have to go back and see what that Thursday was.
Oh, that's true.
It's always the Thursday, right? I don't know.
So this next one has a Metascore of 84.
Okay. So it's a good game.
The user score... is a 1.6.
So it's a piece of garbage.
Out of 10.
Oh, no. See, that's what I'm saying. Someone got paid to give it a good review.
Yeah. And honestly, that checks out.
Okay.
For this. Okay. Any guesses?
And it's a game I know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a game I have played?
No.
Give me a Fortnite. No way people would score Fortnite that low.
Fortnite
might have a 100% on Metacritic. Is it a Call of Duty?
It is a Call of Duty.
Yeah, people hate modern Call of Duty. Is it the new one? Give me Call of Duty Black Ops 7.
It is.
You know what's hilarious is we're going to talk about that game.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Is
I saw
it
that
Call of Duty Black Ops 7? Yeah.
People, I saw that in the gaming news. And I was like,
whoa. Dude, actually, I'm so good.
I wasn't actually thinking. I didn't realize which one it was because I know there's obviously lots of clearly 7 Black Ops.
Yeah.
I just wasn't even paying attention to that specific one. I didn't realize it was that new.
Hey, you're going to have to stay tuned for the gaming news to figure out why people hate this game, folks.
Yeah.
It'll be pretty obvious once we start talking about it. Yeah. I only know that because I looked it up and I read articles about it yesterday while I was waiting for you to get back to the airport to pick you up. I was in the car reading articles about it.
Wow.
Sitting in the parking lot. Just scrolling Game Rant, reading this article.
The first review that I would have read was Game Development for Dummies, How Not to Make a Video Game in an Established Game Series. Yep. Another game series trying to become as one of the worst anti-consumer practices seen in modern gaming. Oh. Avoid at all costs.
Yeah. There's a lot of game developers heading down that path. Mm-hmm. Activision. And unfortunately, based on what I read, Activision's been doing this for the last several Call of Duty titles. Because it's one of those games where they come out with a new one every single year.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, that was good. There was one more positive review. Someone gave this a score of 80. Whatever you think about the series and its problematic role in how the mainstream games industry works, how it is perceived, and the types of communities it engenders, this is slick, thrilling entertainment. Nowhere else will you be blasting a giant robot in a corporate science lab 1 minute and then playing a modern take on Atari Super Sprint the next. Value matters right now, and in this, as in almost everything else, Call of Duty does not hold back. It is a maximalist pan to the ultimate troubling truth of video game design. Shooting stuff on a TV screen is a hell of a lot of fun.
Ugh. First of all, that guy wrote that while taking a hit off of his watermelon vape.
This is a watermelon vape.
And second of all, he tried so hard to sound so intelligent.
Yeah, that hurt my brain.
It's
not intelligent.
Just so we're clear, you can try too hard and then you end up making yourself seem the exact opposite. Yeah. Just tell us if you think it's a good game or not.
Right. It's the actually people.
Yeah. Shooting people on a TV is fun. That's all you had to say.
Yep.
You're allowed to like the game. That's all you had to say.
Yep.
We didn't need all the fancy stuff that proves that maybe you got a 1600 on the SAT. Mm-hmm. Like, you're okay, dude. It's all right.
So I do want to read one last one who scored it a zero.
Heck yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops 7 promised a thrilling Cold War spy experience, but delivered a masterclass in frustration disguised as a video game. The campaign is a relentless barrage of nonstop dialogue and cheap scripted deaths, especially on veteran difficulty, where enemy soldiers possess the magical ability to spawn grenades directly into your character's immediate vicinity. The multiplayer is a chaotic mess where the most popular strategy isn't skillful gunplay, but a rigorous study of spawning mechanics and the optimal placement of claymores in high traffic doorways. Lag compensation feels less like a technical solution and more like a cruel joke, ensuring that the player with the worst Wi-Fi connection often wins the firefight.
Yep. And there are people out there when they play competitive online multiplayer games will actually lower the quality of their internet so they like clip and stutter.
Wow.
Because that means I can't shoot you. Yeah. I basically become that person is basically transparent because you think they're somewhere, but they've already stuttered ahead. But the frame hasn't updated on the other person's end because the Wi-Fi is so bad.
Oh, gross. I never even thought of that.
There are people who will play purposely on terrible quality Wi-Fi in order to make sure that they essentially can't be hit.
Yeah.
They're not really doing a whole lot in the game either.
Right.
But they're at least not getting their butts kicked.
Yuck.
Yeah. No, people are awful. People cheat at Call of Duty Online. You're not even a professional Call of Duty player. Get a life. Give me the next one.
On to the next one. So the Metascore is 97.
Cool. Good game.
And the user score is 7.6.
So probably a good game.
Yeah.
Probably a good game, and there's probably some flaws in it. Okay.
Do you want a blind guess?
A 90. You said a 97 on Metacritic?
And a 7.6 for user.
And a 7.6 user rating. Again, a game I know. Is it another single-player RPG? If you have to think about it, probably not.
Yes.
Is it a game that can be played on a PlayStation console?
This particular one, no.
Is it a Nintendo title?
No.
Okay. Is it a Halo game?
No.
Give me a review.
Although this one's pretty vague, but one of the best console games I've played this year. It is that good. The online gameplay is fast with no lag or hiccups. And honestly, before I read that review, I didn't realize that it had online play.
With no hiccups. Online.
I didn't even think that this game would have online play, which it's honestly, I still don't understand why.
It's not a PlayStation exclusive game.
View all platforms. Let's see. Xbox, PlayStation 2, GameCube, PlayStation, PC, Game Boy Advance.
Oh, so it's an older game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Online play.
The first thing before I clicked on view all platforms, it had just said PlayStation 2.
Is it a Star Wars Battlefront?
No.
Online play, but you wouldn't have known that this game had online play.
Mm-mm.
I might need a year on this one. This is tricky.
This one, sorry, I just clicked something by accident. Released in 2001.
And it's on play, so it can't be like a Nintendo exclusive title. So that eliminates like Pokemon and things like that. I'm assuming it's not going to be another Call of Duty game.
Mm-mm.
Is it an Assassin's Creed game?
No, this review might give it away. I'm going to redact some of the
redact me, baby.
Super obvious stuff.
This is tough.
Blank himself really likes this game and loves getting online with his PS2. You could end up playing against the man himself if you're the lucky type.
Blank himself?
Mm-hmm.
So the creator of the game?
Not necessarily.
Dodd? Redacted?
The man himself.
The man himself?
The big man upstairs. Could go 1v1 with God.
Our highest redacted.
Well, some people may consider this guy a God.
Oh, the person who made the game? The developer?
No, Blank himself really likes the game and loves getting online with his PS2. You could end up playing against the man himself if you're the lucky type.
Oh my God.
So think of who else the man could be. It's not the creator of the game.
The president?
No.
George Bush hopped it online.
No.
Sir, something just hit the second tower and he's playing Call of Duty on the PlayStation?
I'm trying to find another review that's not super, super obvious.
The man himself? Guys, are you getting this? Am I stupid? Have the people at home already figured this out?
When you get it, you're going to be like, oh, well, no, it is kind of a...
Is it a Final Fantasy game?
No.
The man himself. itself would get
Oh, this is a good one, although it's still kind of vague. But okay. This game is a huge milestone for the whole franchise. The soundtrack is amazing. The levels and the gameplay are outstanding. And even if you play it 24 years after its release, it is still impressive.
Is it a Spyro game?
Mm-mm.
A Crash game?
Nope.
It's not a Crash Bandicoot?
My favorite blank game, even, and it's that redacted is the same in the first one. I'll just call him God. My favorite God game, even better than two. Everything about it is top notch, and it is just so fun to play. Tough to put down.
Is it? Well, no, because that would be a PlayStation exclusive. This is not a, I'm thinking PlayStation exclusives now, but this is not a PlayStation exclusive. Is it a racing game? A Gran Turismo?
No. A lot of Spanish reviews.
Oh.
Which I could read, but also the titles are in there. So I
the man himself, El Dio.
El Dio.
Oh my God. I don't know. I'm for Game Boy Advance 2? That's what confuses me is it's for Game Boy Advance 2. It's for consoles and for the Game Boy Advance.
Because it's been remade a bit. This was the game that got me into the PS2. Hard to explain how good it was at the time. For a kid that wasn't really into gaming, I loved this game.
And I know this game.
Oh, yeah. Too good. I played a lot. Too good. I played a lot of nostalgia. This will never be bad. I love it, but nothing higher than 8.
Is it an Elder Scrolls game?
No, not even close. You were on the right track of like racing, but it's not a racing game.
But it, so it's some and sort it's of a competitive multiplayer
with
game.
With one person, in one particular. Guy, real life human man who is still with us today.
God. One.
Again, it's like, I don't know if I just want to like give it to you because if I read one of the adjectives.
Gordon
like,
Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
No, but I like.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
With a huge franchise.
A huge franchise.
And some consider this guy to be a god in that field.
And it's a game I know.
Yes.
Is it you a game I've played?
Yes. You have played this game. You've talked about. I don't know about this particular one, but you've talked about these games.
Oh my gosh.
With a great soundtrack, like kind of iconic soundtrack, actually. Really put a lot of those songs on the map.
It's someone's game. Like blank blanks this game.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a game I've owned?
I feel like people, yeah.
Can someone come beat
I feel
this
like
into my
people,
head,
yeah, I don't know.
Screaming at
obviously
me in
obviously, it's
comments.
Obviously
please
because
do.
I know it, but like.
Please scream at me in the comments because I'm going to feel really bad
oh,
here
okay.
in just a second.
Here's a good one. And I'll, again, redact the really obvious stuff. My favorite game in the blank series. Everything is on point here. The graphics, music, and multiplayer with so much content, you could easily spend 30 plus hours trying to do everything in blank. One of the greatest sports games of all time.
Is it a Madden game?
No.
NBA?
No. About one sports guy.
John Madden.
No. People consider him a god.
Michael Jordan.
In this particular sport.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Peyton Manning.
No. Not a ball game.
So a racing game.
Kind of. There
Some
are wheels
other
involved.
Sport. A track and field game?
No, there are wheels involved.
A bicycle game.
Closer.
A motorcycle game.
Farther away.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's Tony Hawk's
yeah.
Pro Skater.
Yeah, which one?
Two.
Particular. This one's actually, this is three. This particular one is three.
I'm an idiot. Oh, Peyton Manning's Pro
Peyton
Skater.
Yeah, you know, Peyton Manning game. Yeah.
Oh, just end me
so
now.
A lot of the comments were, you know, about skating and things like that. And I knew that, like, if I had said skating.
That came out on the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah. Actually, wow. I think my brother had that one. But yeah, Tony Hawk himself really likes the game and loves getting online with his PS2.
Yeah.
You could end up playing against the man himself if you're the lucky
I actually do know, like, even the modern Tony Hawk, like the remakes and stuff.
I thought you were going to say the modern guy, Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I know he plays video games. He's said so in interviews that he plays his own video games and stuff.
Well, why would, I mean, it's a great game.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is where it's
I know
at.
He didn't make the game, but I do know that he had a big role in at least the first one, first couple, especially the soundtrack.
Idiot.
I know. He like created the soundtrack.
I'm such an idiot.
So, yeah.
We're going to clip that one. That's
gotcha
the clip.
On that one.
So I'm 2 for 3 so far, though.
Feel like people are going to get that one.
Probably.
Faster.
And they should. I am admitting online that I should have gotten that one sooner. I am an idiot.
Next one. Metascore is 96.
Okay.
User score is 8.3.
So it's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a PlayStation exclusive?
Yeah, no.
Okay. That's fine. That helps.
No. The first one that popped up, because I don't know if it's in any particular order, but the first one that it shows is PS5.
Okay.
So there's a year for you, kind of.
Is this a... I think it was released on the PS4 first, but give me Ghost of Tsushima.
Nope.
People love that game. I would have scored higher. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Nope.
I think I would have given that game a lower score. It's too long.
Do you want a review?
Yeah.
Blank is simply a game that the player naturally adapts to their own style of play. Challenging at times, vicious at others, but most incredibly fun. The enjoyable pace makes the hours of play pass by like water, and each path opens up a few more, only to come together again after a fair amount of exploration before the next big reveal. What a beautiful review.
Intelligent to the point.
Yeah.
Didn't need to use fancy words. Clearly not a watermelon vapor. Is it a Clair Obscur again? I'm going to keep guessing that.
No.
One. Is it a single player RPG?
Yes.
It's a story based game, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Give me Horizon Forbidden West.
No.
I also think that came out first on the PS4.
Do you want another review?
Yeah, give me another review.
Blank serves as a testament to open world video game design. There's a true sense of accomplishment once that rock hard enemy has been slain, and something that compels a player to relentlessly do it over and over again until they succeed. It is truly rewarding. The world is humongous and an epitome of how exploration should be encouraged by intriguing players to see what is over the hill. Blank is an unmissable must play gaming experience with surprises galore. Scored at a 90.
And I know this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played this game.
I think so.
Is it an Elder Scrolls? A Skyrim?
Along those.
But yeah. Not Skyrim.
Not Skyrim and not Elder Scrolls.
It's not Elder Scrolls, but it's a fantasy game.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely in that realm of that kind of fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Blank's engaging combat, mythology, and dynamite orchestral soundtrack goes a long way to overshadow an aggressive open world that punishes exploration from the beaten path. Fans of the Souls genre are in for a treat, while newcomers will need to persist to reap the benefits.
Of the Souls genre.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know much about that. Is that Elden Ring?
Yes.
Got this is Elden it. Ring. See, I've not played Elden Ring.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I know you... You played some of the Souls, right?
I have played... I think the one that I've played the most of is Bloodborne. Great game. I think I played the Dark Souls... Or is it... It's Demon Souls that they remade for the PS4. I played that a little bit. I played a little bit of Dark Souls 3. I don't particularly enjoy the Dark Souls games.
Yeah.
Because I like my video games to be fun and not make me want to off myself. I would prefer my game not take 100 hours to defeat one person.
Yeah.
I understand if that's your thing. I know a lot of people love that. They love the grind. They love the like mathematical, like figuring out how to beat each enemy, exactly when to dodge, when to block, what attacks to use, how to increase your weapon just enough. Like I respect people that play that game because it does take a high level of intelligence to play those games.
Mm-hmm.
I just prefer to enjoy myself when I play video games.
Yeah.
I don't play video games to prove my intelligence to anyone, and I don't play video games to like stress myself out.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect it, but no, I get it. I think Elden Ring, what was the user score on that?
User score was 8.3.
I would have guessed a little bit higher. I would have guessed a little bit higher. Hmm. People love Elden
Ring.
That won Game of the Year,
mm-hmm.
and it was so popular that the DLC also won Game of the Year.
Wow.
And people were kind of like on the fence about it, because like, what do you mean DLC wins a whole game of the year?
Yeah,
that's but it did. Weird. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I got there, though.
Yep.
3 for 4. I'm released at 75%, brothers.
On February 25th, 2022.
Yeah, that would be a PS5 then. All right, give me the next one. I'm ready.
Hey, next one. I almost just said the title.
next one is Peyton Manning's one. Pro Skater.
Metascore, 95. Okay. User score, 8.9.
So a good game. Another game I know. Is it a game I've played?
Yes.
Is it a single player RPG?
This one in particular. I believe so.
Okay. Is it a story-based game, though?
Yes.
I mean, that's mostly all I play. Is it a Final Fantasy title?
No.
Oh, give me Horizon Zero Dawn.
No, not quite. I'm trying.
Not quite. Horizon Forbidden West?
Okay, I shouldn't say not quite.
Was it Forbidden West?
No, it's not at all.
Oh, okay. Not close at all.
Yeah.
Got it. Why don't you give me the year first?
Okay. Year is 2010.
Okay. So we're not even in PS4 era then. We're not even quite there. We're not quite ready for the PS4. Is it a Nintendo exclusive?
No.
No. Okay, so that eliminates a Pokemon game.
Here's another review. Yeah. For its time, a stunning open world adventure that could give most games currently a run for their money.
Is it Skyrim?
No.
That came out before 2010, I think. A stunning open world adventure. Can you give me the console or consoles it came out for?
I'm currently looking at the Xbox 360 user's review.
Okay.
But I know...
That helps a little bit.
It came out for...
The PS3 probably then? It's not an Xbox exclusive? All platforms,
Xbox 360 and PS3.
Okay.
But that's it.
Not a Nintendo console. That's important to know. So it probably couldn't run on a Nintendo console.
Here's another review. Mm-hmm. For me, this is a major setback from the sequel. For example, the game's engine wasn't pleasant, but nevertheless, its story is still terrific.
From the sequel. So this is the third one in the franchise. It's a setback from the sequel.
I guess so.
So that tells me that there's two more that came before it.
I'm mostly just trying to figure out.
Is it not? It's not an RPG or it is an RPG?
It is.
It is an RPG. A single player game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a vague one. Mostly because I'm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. It gives like
sure.
the subject that I think would really give it away. This is probably the best game the PS3 and Xbox 360 have to offer. The story is truly amazing. And after so many years, it's so more realistic than many modern games. The gameplay is extremely fun and the characters are all very well written. Even the online mode makes fun after so many years. Here's a good breadcrumb, though, I think. It's decent, but as soon as you get back from Mexico, the game completely falls apart. As soon as this happened, I lost all interest and didn't finish it. This one is at least somewhat bearable to play, unlike its sequel.
Give me Uncharted 3.
No.
I thought I had. No, that would be a PlayStation exclusive. That wouldn't have come out on the Xbox. As soon as you come back from Mexico, I don't know.
Just like... Blank, the sequel. It's a solid but not fantastic game. Writing isn't as good as 2, but that's not to say it's bad. First 30% is pretty boring, but it picks up well once you get to Mexico. Ending feels sort of abrupt, but it's still good. John's also a great protagonist.
John? Have I talked about this game before?
Yeah.
John. John Madden's Mexican NFL?
Mexican Adventure. Oh, no.
Open world for the PS3. I'm going to feel stupid, aren't I?
Yeah, maybe. All right, here's one more before I give you the developer.
Okay. Did you give me the year you did, 2010?
Yeah. Truly a game of all time with enjoyable and fun, charming characters as well as suspenseful and entertaining missions. Blank nails it. With such an expansive and giant open world landscape, you can do so much in this game without being bored. The lore further develops John as a character, and they do say his last name, but I'm not going to give that away, as a character because you should know, and makes the reader feel sympathetic for his life. This game was one of the greatest, and that's only complimenting the story mode and disregarding the undead nightmare mode and also the online gameplay. I highly recommend this game, Beautiful Tale.
The undead nightmare mode? This is the problem when I get a little bit of pressure now.
I know.
Oh, you're on the spot.
Okay, I'll try to find another one with the game developer. John. There was a lot that mentioned the developer's name.
Do the people listening, have they figured out this game by now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I'm just an idiot. John. John. John.
Here's one. Simple, but it mentions the developer. Okay. Rockstar, man. They really know how to make a story you will never forget. Best game company ever.
Rockstar. So, and it's not a Grand Theft Auto game.
No.
Rockstar. Just end me. Just end me. Just, it's John Marston.
Yep.
And it's Red Dead Redemption.
Yes. Yep.
Not Red Dead Revolver, Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption.
I'm an idiot.
John, I thought you would have gotten it from Mexico.
I should have.
But I thought
you never played it.
Huh.
Played Red Dead Redemption 2. Great game. Fantastic game. Should play Red Dead Redemption 1. Technically, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a prequel.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a prequel to Red Dead. You meet John Marston in Red Dead Redemption 2, and you pick up, like, you start his story at the end of the game. Jeez, I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Guys, I'm sorry. So what does that make me now? 3 for 5?
I think so.
Yeah, 3 for 5. All right.
Next one, I think should be easier, but I don't know. All right, Metascore is 95.
Okay.
User score is 8.9.
So another good game. Mm-hmm. 95, 8.5.
Platforms. PC, Xbox 360,
okay,
and PS3.
So it's still, again, an older game, and it's not a Grand Theft Auto game.
Nope.
Give me a review.
This reviewer scored 92, a huge and stunning sequel, as witty as it is brain-bendingly challenging.
A sequel?
Mm-hmm.
As witty as it is brain-bendingly challenging. So something two. Does it actually have two in the title?
Mm-hmm.
Something two. Brain-bendingly challenging makes me think it's a puzzle game, or is it a single-player RPG? A story-based game?
It is. There's multiplayer.
Multiplayer? Online or like co-op?
Co-op.
Okay. Portal 2.
Yes.
Yeah, baby, I'm back. We're back. I forget how old that game mm-hmm. is sometimes because it holds up so well.
Yep.
I forget how old. What year was that? I'm going to guess, give me 2011.
Yeah. April 19th. That was the review.
That's my redemption arc, guys. 19, there we go. 4 for 6. We're back. We're back above 500. Yep.
Portal 2 is a triumph in every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. A wonderful experience from start to finish and one that you won't soon forget.
Okay, we're back. That one was, yeah, you're right. That one was a lot easier to think. As soon as you said co-op, really gave it to me. But I think we're going to break for some gaming news.
All right.
It's funny that you mentioned Call of Duty Black Ops 7, because I think the biggest piece of gaming news from the week involves Activision and Call of Duty Black Ops 7. Two major gaming studios are under fire this week after being accused by players of using AI images in their latest games. Both Ubisoft and Activision have been blasted online after players discovered AI-generated art in Anno 117, Pax Romana, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, I don't know the game or the series, mm-hmm. and Call of Duty Black Ops 7, respectively. Both studios issued statements admitting to using AI, but with some variation. While Ubisoft admitted to using AI, they claim the art was only meant to be used as placeholders, while human artists continued working on replacement images, mm-hmm. and that a few AI images just slipped in and they forgot to replace it. Mm-hmm. Some of those images have now been updated with human art in Pax Romana. Activision, on the other hand, also admitting to using AI art, but stated that their artists use it as a supportive tool to create the best gaming experience possible, essentially saying that they meant to use it and they will mm-hmm. likely continue doing so. Previous Call of Duty titles have also been scrutinized for their use of AI-generated assets to include characters and perhaps even music. AI in the video game industry is becoming a big deal lately. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are using it as shortcuts, cheaper alternatives, development costs go way down, obviously.
Yeah.
Because in a similar fashion, Krafton, the publishing company, I'm going to say publishing company, not the developers, the publishing company behind PlayerUnknown's Battleground and the upcoming Subnautica 2 has offered its employees buyout deals that equate to years' worth of salaries as the company commits fully to being AI first.
Wow.
Krafton has literally told its employees, "We will pay you to go away." Phew. I believe the article I read said, if you've worked there 6 months or less, they'll give you 6 months salary. If you've worked for 11 or more years, they'll give you up to 3 years salary to just walk away.
Wow.
Upfront 3 years salary gone to just disappear. AI managers created to solve complex problems and ensure company productivity will be replacing most of their human workforce. Don't know really what that means for publishing a video game. I don't know much about the publishing side of things. I'm imagining maybe like box cover art, maybe like marketing, PR mm-hmm. stuff for the game, that sort of thing will now be AI driven.
That's crazy.
Particularly for that publishing company. But on a much more positive note, nominees for the upcoming Game Awards were announced as of the release of this episode. While we're recording this prior to the November 17th announcement, nominees are live now. So make sure you go check out which games are up for awards that will be released or that will be streamed on December 11th. The Game Awards will stream globally on Twitch and Prime Video from 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific or 8 to 11 Eastern. Pretty sure Claire Obscure is a lock for Game of the Year. I don't know who the other nominees would be. I imagine Split Fiction will get nominated. Mm-hmm. Probably should be, but probably shouldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Silksong might slip in there too.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if anything, that'd be cool. I think if anything is going to give Clair Obscur a run for its money, it's probably going to be Silksong. It will probably end up being Silksong, and it could win. I think Clair Obscur is too good to not win the game from start to finish. It's too good of a game. So there's most of the gaming news. Not a lot of releases getting ready to come up. Like I said last episode, there's even for holiday releases, there's not a lot getting ready to happen. Most of the major releases will start happening early, mid 2026 for those of you looking for some new big AAA titles. GTA 6 got delayed again.
Mm, cool. Okay, next one. So the Metascore is 93 and the user score is 8.8.
93, 8.8. So again, a good game. Can you give me the genre of the game? Is it another single player game?
No.
Is it a co-op game?
It can be, I should say.
Local co-op?
I can't remember. I think so.
Okay. Story-based game or like a puzzle game?
Story-based.
Well, it's not going to be It Takes Two.
No.
And it's not going to be Split Fiction, I imagine.
No. I shouldn't say it's not exclusively co-op,
but it can be played co-op.
So fun to play with friends/family. Not much more to be said. It's a blank game with the fun meter maxed out. Again, some things are redacted because I would have said the game title.
Is this a Nintendo exclusive?
Yes.
Is it Mario Kart?
No.
Is it Mario Party?
No.
Is it a Mario game?
Yes.
Mario Wonder?
No.
Oh, gosh. What console was it released for?
I don't think I want to give that to you, but it was released in 2013.
3D World.
Yes.
Yeah. That was what, for the Wii or the Wii U?
Yep, Wii U.
Wii U. Super Mario. It is a great game.
Yeah.
My personal favorite Mario game that we've played.
Yep.
I love Super Mario 3D World.
This game was yet another solid fun for days title in the Mario series.
Yeah, I agree.
Someone else said, while not as revolutionary as Mario 64 or Galaxy, 3D World manages to feel simultaneously fresh and nostalgic in a way the new Super Mario Bros. Series never quite realized.
Well, also, 3D World was trying to be more like a traditional Mario, not like a Mario RPG.
Yeah.
Because Mario 64 and Mario Galaxy are not really like the traditional platform, you're going from left to right kind of thing.
Right.
Those are very much more in the RPG realm. They're not trying to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I agree. Great game. Are there any really funny bad reviews for this one?
I can't imagine
most people would find bad things to say about this game. Because I remember when we were playing the game, you can go watch our playthrough on YouTube. There was a lot of people that commented saying like, you know, oh, I forgot about this game. I played it when I was a kid. And it really brings like a lot of people have that nostalgic connection to Mario 3D World that you and I have to like Mario 64 and things like that.
Well, so to answer your question, I just tried to filter the negative reviews. There are zero negative reviews. I agree. Two
there shouldn't be.
Mixed reviews.
Like a neutral review?
Yeah, but 81 or 98% are positive.
Sure. And I mean, going back to what we said at the start, or to what I said at the start, that there really is no such thing as a perfect game. The biggest gripe I have about 3D World was the 3D that they're going for really made the depth perception a little hard.
Yeah.
Like when you're going off of the Z axis, I guess, when you're trying to play in that 3D scope, it was really hard to see like the platform distance that you were trying to jump to and things like that. That's my biggest gripe of the game. If that's my biggest gripe, then the game is great.
Yeah, there's one person who, one of the two mixed reviews, gave it a score of 60.
Mm-hmm.
If you sampled a wider range of platformers and if you don't have an inherent predilection for Mario World, Super Mario 3D World will proceed like a pleasant enough curiosity. It's a bit like hearing oldies on a radio station. It's familiar and safe. Then it's over and out of your head entirely, leaving you room to discover new and better music.
God, I hate that guy. He's just trying too hard.
Yeah. The other
just
one.
Just say it's a good game that you'll enjoy playing and but you don't have to come back to when it's over.
Right.
Like, that's all he was trying to say.
Yep.
And then Stop trying to sound intelligent, people.
The other one, I'm sure some players will get a kick out of throwing each other into pits or causing chaos at a cat suit, but 3D World stands squarely in the shadow of other greater entries in the series.
Fair enough.
Both are saying good, but just
And I agree. It's a fun game. I really enjoyed playing it. I do think it's my favorite Mario platformer. I don't have like a constant itch to go back and keep playing the game.
Yeah.
But I feel that way about every Mario game. I don't feel like I have to go back and play all the Mario games. Yeah. I enjoy it when I'm playing it and then I move on to something else.
Next one. This is number 7. So we'll see if we get to 10. So what is
that?
10.
That puts me at like 5 for 7. I'm still over 50%, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing great.
Metascore on this one is 92. User score is 8.7.
92, 8.7. So a good game. Mm-hmm. Maybe not like a mind-blowingly great once-in-a-lifetime game.
And I will say it's on many platforms.
Okay. So it's not going to be an exclusive. It's on many platforms. Give me, is it an RPG?
Yes.
A single player RPG?
Mm-hmm.
And it's on many platforms. Is it an Elder Scrolls game?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Give me a review.
Blank is absolutely unique. It's an RPG masterpiece full of weird characters and a moving message.
An RPG masterpiece. Just so we're clear, we can't really call any RPG a unique masterpiece. I love me some RPGs, but every RPG is basically the same exact shell with some different characters and story thrown in there. But
I would say for its time, it's unique.
Yeah, for its time. So it's an earlier game.
Yeah.
A single player RPG. And it's not, so it's not going to be a Grand Theft Auto then.
Mm-mm.
Is it Red Dead Revolver?
No.
Can I get the year?
2015.
I was a junior in college. So it would have been PS4 era. A single player unique RPG that's out on several platforms. So it can't be a PlayStation exclusive.
Mm-mm.
Have I played this game?
Yes.
Have I talked a lot about this game?
No.
No. Okay.
Do another review?
Yes.
Through a combination of often relaxed but sometimes tense gameplay, a dreamy atmosphere, and genuine characters that feel like they're actually alive and all living together in this isolated society of longing, Blank transcends its medium and becomes a genuinely moving experience I would recommend to anyone who is open to a sometimes sorrowful, sometimes hilarious, always bizarre, and engaging emotional journey.
It's not The Last of Us, is it?
No.
I think that came out in like 2013.
I think that review really...
Read that last sentence for me again, where it talked about the bizarre world or bizarre characters.
Yeah, I would recommend to anyone who is open to a sometimes sorrowful, sometimes hilarious, always bizarre, and engaging emotional journey.
Sometimes sorrowful, mm-hmm. sometimes hilarious.
Always bizarre, always and engaging bizarre. Emotional journey. I think that's a perfect description without being...
And it's an RPG, a single player RPG that released on, I'm assuming you said multiple platforms. So yep. PlayStation, Xbox... 2016. Is it on the Wii then? The Wii U?
I don't think so. Let me...
But PC, I'm sure.
Yeah, PC, PS4, Switch.
It is on the Switch.
Yeah, it is now.
It is now on the Switch. So it came out later on the Switch. Is it an RPG that tries to look as realistic as possible? Or is it like a highly animated...
Highly animated.
Highly animated RPG. Like it has a...
Very stylized.
A very unrealistic, very stylized form of
A very
style.
Specific, very specific style.
Got it. Do I own the game?
Yes.
A hard copy of the game?
No.
Have you seen me play the game? You've watched me play the game?
Not recently, but I've seen you have... play the game.
It's Kingdom Hearts 4.
No.
Am I on the right track?
No.
Man, I thought I was going to be so good for a second there. I guess that came out after. That came out when we had already known each other.
Yeah,
so that
was like
2019
or something.
Yeah, so that's not... Okay, 2015. I'm going to feel like an idiot when I figure this out, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Have I said... Do I say that this is like one of my favorite games ever? Okay.
No.
Then I won't feel as bad.
Here's the next one. This might be a little more telling. This game is one of my favorite 2D games. The humor is what I will most likely remember the game for, and the fact that your actions really matter. I liked the combat. The music is amazing and really memorable. The only bad thing about it is that it's really short, but you can replay it a couple of times and try to make different decisions and get different endings.
It's really short.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back combat.
Mm-hmm.
Really short 2D RPG
mm-hmm.
that came out in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Came out later for the Nintendo Switch. Have I played it on the Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
I have.
Similar review. Blank is a very different game. On the outside, it seems like a simple game, but when you get into the world, you realize that's not the case. Mm-hmm. All the characters are memorable. Its creativity is unmatched. The much is amazing. Something is amazing, and the world of the game itself is just full of wonder because all your choices matter. However, I do wish the game was longer, and the menu system is a bit clumsy, but it's a great game. I honestly don't want to say much about the game here because it's because Blank is a game most fun when going in blind.
Oh, I'm going to feel so stupid again. No. No. Give me another review.
Yeah, here's a good one. Blank is one of the most unique efforts seen in indie gaming. Combining a love for the old with a willingness to innovate and utilize game mechanics to express ideas rather than a binary input output, this game should be on any and everyone's radar.
It's an indie RPG. Mm-hmm. And I've played it. Mm-hmm. Have I talked about it on the podcast? Like, did it end up on, like, the Games That Made Us list or something?
No. Regardless of its indie status, Blank is one of the best and most inspired RPGs in years. By playing with the traditional turn-based mechanics, the creator has crafted an experience with a legitimate surprise around every corner. If you have a PC and $10, you owe it to yourself to play this amazing game.
Turn-based RPG, that helps.
No, they did say the creator's name, but I'm going to... omit it. I wouldn't know it, but you might. I'll read just another one again, kind of vague, but it's rare for a game to so ruthlessly and completely nail the altered reality games place us in the way Blank does. Whether it's the nameless NPCs you always meet in RPGs or the hundreds of mooks you mow down with the gunfire in games like Uncharted, Blank brilliantly demystifies these conventions and questions why games are still codified this way. But even outside of its ambitious themes, it proves to be a compact, perfectly paced RPG experience with hilarious, tense writing and endearing characters, that it succeeds so completely in its thematic approach on top of all that is what makes Blank a truly essential experience.
Gosh. And the people listening already know what this is for sure.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed that I don't know this yet?
I mean, not disappointed, but I thought you were going to get this a little bit quicker.
2015.
Because we both played this game.
We've both played this. Have we played it together? Mm-hmm. Is it a co-op game?
No.
But we've played it together. Mm-hmm. Have we played it on the channel? Mm-hmm. Turn-based RPG that we've played on the channel?
The turn-based RPG that we played on the channel. You mostly played it.
Because you were terrible at it?
No, I just... Well, I'm terrible at every game. But yeah, I mean... I just didn't love it.
No, you didn't love it. Which is pretty... But I loved it.
You liked it more than I did.
And it's humorous. Mm-hmm. I laughed. I cried.
Well, you didn't cry, but... yeah, it's silly.
I don't know.
You do know.
Oh, give me the developer.
But I didn't really love this game, but that was kind of controversial. Here's one more. Okay. A masterpiece. Don't overlook this game for its retro graphics or pseudo JRPG structure. It is pure genius. Blank takes the JRPG genre, deconstructs it, and enriches the whole experience with amazing writing, fantastic storyline, and a truly intelligent approach to battles. Seeing that games like these are still being made is truly a joy.
What?
It's definitely like it's
JRPG.
Yeah.
It's in a retro style.
Yeah. So it's a That's why I said game. Like for its time, it was different. Not because it's that style's obviously already been done, but for its time,
right. It's a pixel game.
Kind of a
pixel turn-based RPG.
Uh-huh. Toby Fox is the creator.
Oh, it's Undertale.
Yeah.
God, duh. I never would have guessed. To be fair, I don't think about Undertale that often.
Yeah. I mean,
I know that's a controversial opinion.
Right. I know you liked it more than I did, but I truly didn't really get into it. But
it's a game that, like,
people love this game.
For those of you who don't know already, we're teachers. It's a game kids love. They're obsessed with it. I had a kid that walked in on Halloween dressed as what's her face? Mother figure.
Oh, that's cool.
For Halloween.
Cute.
And I didn't remember her name, so I didn't say anything to her.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either.
Yeah. The game has not left a lasting impression on me, so I don't think about it. Mm-hmm. Sorry to break everyone's hearts that I don't think Undertale is the greatest achievement in humanity. Mm. Okay, fair enough. I'm an idiot. I'll take the L on that one. So what does that put me now? 4 for 8? I'm right at 50%?
Yeah. Jeez. I will say these
We'll bring it back.
Especially this next one. I will be shocked.
Okay.
If you get this.
No pressure.
I'll be a little more generous.
For all the doubters at home.
I'll be a little more generous. Because what has been kind of the theme here for these games?
Games that we've played together or games that we've talked about together.
Well, I guess so. But because they're so popular.
Right.
I just went on like
the best games ever made.
The Metacritic most reviewed games and just went. Now there's some that I did scroll a bit. Sure. So
yeah.
You know, understood. Like Ocarina of Time, that was
we're talking way about games there. That like anyone who has any knowledge of video games should be able to recognize pretty easily.
Although this one I don't know, but it was up there. Metascore is 80. The user score is 6.9.
So it's an okay game.
Yeah.
It's an okay game.
Yeah.
And you'll be shocked if I don't get this game.
No, I will be shocked if you get this game.
Oh, I'll be shocked. Okay.
Because I just kind of, I saw this and I was like,
Is it?
I'm just going to throw a wrench in here.
So it's clearly not a game that I've played then.
I don't think so.
Is it a game that I know?
I don't know.
Like, have we talked about it before?
No.
Is it a single player game?
Honestly, I know literally nothing about this game.
Oh, great. Cool.
I've only heard of this game through, I didn't realize it was a real game. I've only heard this game through a South Park episode. All the platforms.
Hello Kitty Island Adventure. Did I get it?
No freaking way.
Did I get it?
Yes. That's insane.
I only got it because you said South Park.
Yeah.
And Butters says, I'm playing Hello Kitty Island Adventure. Yeah. And then like 10 years later,
Hello
Kitty Island Adventure comes out.
Oh, is that why it wasn't a real game?
It's a newer game. Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Oh, it does say 2025.
Is a newer game that South Park casually predicted like however many years ago they came out with that episode. Butters says, I'm playing Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
I assumed this was like a remake or something because it says 2025. Wow.
Yeah it's like those weird instances where like people say The Simpsons have predicted like political events and things like that. It's all just coincidental.
Yeah.
And the writers clearly just thought Hello Kitty Island Adventure was something hilarious to say while everyone else was playing obviously a quote unquote like real better video game.
Yeah.
And no, it turned into a real game.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
I hope the developers of Hello Kitty Island Adventure knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed.
That's.
Did you guys get that at home?
That's insane.
I only got that because you said
South Park. Right, and I honestly wouldn't have said anything if I truly did not think that you were going to get this if I didn't
Five for nine,
like
baby.
That.
I got to stay above 50%. I got to stay above. I got to get this last one.
Well, hey, Hello Kitty Island Adventure may be one for the fans. However, it is also quite welcoming to newbies or those seeking a fun life simulator in building this engaging experience from start to finish.
Sure. I will never play that game.
Nope. But all right. Cool. All right. Last one.
Most people think it's okay.
Yeah. There were definitely some negative ones there. Sure. But all right. Last one. Metascore 92. Mm-hmm. User score 7.8.
So again, a good game. The players think it's not as good as Metacritic thinks it is. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay.
PC, PS5, and Xbox.
Okay. So it's a newer game. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a PlayStation exclusive title.
No.
It's not something that's out that wouldn't be out on Xbox.
And I know, well, at least I'm almost positive you have not played this game.
But I know about it.
I think so, because I know about it.
Is it a popular game?
Yes.
A very popular single player game. Mm-hmm. Is it a horror game?
I don't think so.
So it's not a Resident Evil?
No.
It's not a Silent Hill?
No.
Okay.
Here's the first review. Blank is a game that you can easily get yourself engrossed with. What appeared to be a simple game turned out to be one of the full of surprises around the corner, making it a must-play game for puzzle and roguelike fans alike.
Puzzle and roguelike. Give me Hades.
No.
Hades 2.
No. Another similar one. Blank blends puzzles and roguelike exploration into something refreshingly original, clever, calm, and unlike anything else you've ever played.
Mm-mm. See, I don't know a lot of roguelikes because that's not my cup of tea.
I don't even know what that means.
Puzzles and roguelikes. So a roguelike, basically a roguelike is you play through the game and you try to just get as far as you possibly can. And when you inevitably die, You respawn back at the beginning, but you respawn with the power-ups you've gained along the way. So the idea
is... So like a Hades.
The idea is you make it a little further each time.
Got
and you collect power-ups or you collect money to buy yourself power-ups before you respawn and start over.
Got it.
The idea is at some point you become strong enough to get to the end of the game, but it's going to take you several attempts to do it. I've played some roguelikes. What's another roguelike? Give me another review. Is it so this is going to be like another highly stylized animated game, right? Not like a realistic looking.
No, it's not realistic. Absolutely one of the most engrossing games I've ever played. Started slow and thought maybe it's not for me, as puzzle games aren't usually my genre.
Me too.
Then I had my first revelation. One of the many puzzles clicked, and I got the faintest glimpse of the big picture. After this, the pieces began falling into place, and there are a ton of them. And I was totally taken by the hope of finding more breadcrumbs behind each door. This game won't be for everyone, but my God, give it a shot and see if it takes you, because it's a wild ride.
What year was this made? Is this a modern game?
Yes. This is very new.
Is this Blueprints?
Yes.
Yes!
Nice.
That's how we end it, baby. I've actually been curious about that game.
I haven't really watched gameplay, but I know it's all over
everything
YouTube
I've heard is nothing but absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
Absolutely spectacular. That is 6 for 10. That is
a passing
grade. D's make degrees, ladies and gentlemen. You remember
that's
that.
Right. Wow.
Heck yeah. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
I would consider this a success if I got above a 50%.
I definitely want to do more of these. This would
be
fun.
I think the next one needs to be like all negative reviews.
Yeah.
I think we need to find bad games now. Mm-hmm. I was hoping you would find a little bit of a mix of both, but I actually like that you went with like popular games. And then maybe next time we could go for like absolute trash and see what happens. No, this is fun. We didn't talk about how we were going to do this beforehand.
Right.
I knew that you were going to find video game reviews. I just didn't know what reviews you would find.
And I also wanted to make sure I picked, at least for this first one, because I didn't have a lot of time to do like research and stuff, wanted to pick games that I mostly knew. Obviously, there were a couple games that I didn't know as well, but a lot of those games either I've played or I know you've played, or just they're so popular that I know
a
lot about. So.
No, that was fun. I had a lot of fun. I was looking forward to this one.
Yeah,
this was cool. One that I was really looking forward to, just seeing what you would come up with and how well I would play the game. This is a fun game.
Yeah.
We could do this forever.
Yeah.
We can make a whole YouTube channel based off of this.
Yeah. So let us know what we should do next. Yeah, I think probably negative reviews would be a good
negative
one.
Reviews should
maybe
be next,
maybe
for
there's
sure.
another subcategory that we could do.
Yeah.
But that's a wrap on this episode of That Co-op Podcast. How many games did you guess correctly? Let us know in the comments. Did you do better than Ed?
Did you beat 6 out of 10? Probably. Let us know. Let us know if any of them stumped you too.
Yeah.
If you liked hanging out with us, hit that follow or subscribe button. Like the video if you're with us on YouTube, or leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Every bit of support helps more people find the show.
We will be back in 2 weeks on December 2nd. Wow, that is
Merry
crazy.
Christmas,
it's already December in 2 weeks.
Okay.
With episode 8, where we interview a professional game designer who has worked on an incredibly popular video game
talked
about before. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited too. Thanks for gaming with us, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.